RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights, from backyard jams to sold-out arenas. There's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. After an Eagles victory over the Buffalo Bills, 13-12. I mean, these games are just like, they're heart attacks, all of them. You go back to the beginning of the season, you know, the Chiefs game is the Rams game, which is the Bucs game, which is the Broncos game, which is the Lions game, which is the Packers game, which is the Cowboys game, which is the Chargers game, which is the Bills game. They're all the same football game. And most of the time, as we found out, the Eagles defense finds a way. Eagles are 11-5. They win yesterday 13-12. They forced an incompletion on the two-point conversion by the Bills to end the football game. Let's get into the five game balls, the five players most worthy, or five people, I should say, most worthy of a game ball for the Eagles' victory over the Buffalo Bills to put them 11-5 to make sure they're the three seed at least. And now we find out how hard the Eagles will push for the number two seed in the NFC, which is still up for grabs on Sunday in week number 18. All right, let's go to the tail of the tape and the people that earned a game ball. I'm going to wait on some of the defensive players because I want to highlight a couple people first that typically don't get highlighted in game balls. But my number one game ball goes to Vic Fangio. The job that this guy has done over the last two seasons is among the best coaching jobs I've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. That's how good Vic Fangio is. That's how great Vic Fangio is. He has taken a defense that coming into play to start the 2024 season was a major question mark on how good they could be. They had a player in Zach Bond who very few of us knew much about. They had a rookie corner in Cooper DeJean that very few people knew if he was an outside corner, inside corner, safety. They had a first-round corner from Toledo named Quinyon Mitchell, who there were a fair amount of question marks because of who he played against in college. And he had all these other pieces, right? All these Georgia kids that were drafted to be good here, but hadn't actually done much in the National Football League. And obviously this year is a little bit different than last year, because last year, you know, there was some more vets on the team, like a Milton Williams and a Josh Sweat and so on and so forth, a Darius Slay. But over the last 2 years, and if we just spin to yesterday, the job that they did on Josh Allen was remarkable. They took one of the premier players in the NFL, and I know Allen's dealing with a foot and ankle right now, so he can't run the way he typically can. But they took one of the premier players. I've said this season that a lot of Sundays I watch pro football, the best player I watch play is Josh Allen. That's how good I think that guy is. And for them yesterday to hold him down and hold him to 12 points is as remarkable as anything you'll see in the National Football League today. They sacked him 5 times. They didn't allow him to throw a touchdown. They held him to 27 yards rushing. Held him to 7.5 yards in attempt. They caused the fumble that really set the Eagles up for their first and only scoring touchdown of the game. It was remarkable defense. And then late in the game, to have a stop on fourth down within, you know, on the goal line, and to have the two-point conversion stopped is as clutch of a defensive performance you're ever going to see. If the Eagles are going to make real noise in the NFC postseason, they're going to do it with this defense, and they're going to do it because of Vic Fangio. He is that great of a coordinator. And I loved yesterday the shots of him up in the coach's box, whether he was pumping his fist and cheering or whether he was annoyed at the Quinyon Mitchell pass interference. I thought it was a little ticky-tack. Just a great day by Vic Fangio and a great day for this Eagles defense. All right, game ball number two goes to a guy that got a lot of talk about him last week and not in a positive sense. And I'm going to go with Jake Elliott. On a day where the Bills kicker missed an extra point, had it blocked by Jalen Carter, and then because of that, the math said if the Bills wanted to win and not go to overtime, they had to, of course, go for the two-point conversion in, you know, to win the game at the end of regulation. You juxtapose that with 2 for 2 by Jake Elliott, including a 47-yarder and perfect on the extra points. He accounted for 7 points yesterday, and he became only the second Eagle ever to go over 1,000 points for a career. But he accounted for 7 points yesterday in a game that was decided by 1 point. It wasn't 50-plus. It doesn't take Elliott off the hook for his issues 2 years running in terms of kicking from distance. That's still an issue, and I think it's, you know, it's something that could certainly hurt the Eagles down the line, because he's a 33% kicker the last 2 years from distance. That is very poor. But big moments, tough spots, weather, Jake Elliott delivered. It reminded me a little bit in that sense. The game itself reminded me of last year's game against the Ravens, where the defense was just so great, it overpowered a great quarterback. And what this one reminded me of a little bit with the weather was the Rams game last year in the postseason, where Jake Elliott finds a way in bad conditions to not be the reason they lose. And I have my concerns. I think you should have your concerns. I think we all have our concerns deep down about Elliott kicking from distance, because it's just been, it's been poor for a long time. He had a run before yesterday where he has missed a lot of kicks in recent weeks. His field goal percentage yet coming into yesterday was at 70.8%, which is very, very low and really below standard for your current NFL kicker of 2025. So there's a lot of signs pointing to regression, towards decline, towards concern, towards they need a new kicker soon. All that's real. But yesterday, for that game, for that moment, especially when Prater gets an extra point blocked and when the Bills can't, you know, use their kicking game late. Yeah, I don't know if they wanted to go to overtime second to last week of the season. They were getting pretty banged up at that point. Allen's pretty banged up. Perhaps they would have gone for two anyway to win the game. But they could have just gone for the extra point to tie the game. I mean, that was on the board. They had an extra point blocked. It was 13-6. The Bills absolutely could have said, you know what, let's go to OT. And they didn't. They went for two. They didn't put the kicker back out there. Elliott made all his game ball for Jake Elliott. All right. Now let's get to the defensive players, because I have three I want to highlight at each level of the defense for their play in yesterday's football game. Let's start off with Cooper DeJean, who gets a game ball here. Career high yesterday with 9 tackles. He was everywhere. Everywhere. As impactful of a game as you're going to see from a nickel corner. 5 solo tackles. He had the 9 total tackles. He had the one where there was a screen pass, and he snuffed it out, and he threw the guy 3 yards backwards. That was awesome. They're covering down the field. And then there was the play where there was the fumble, and he took an offensive lineman and threw him to the ground like he was some sort of rag doll. He ragdolled the guy to the ground and went and picked the ball up. That play didn't count. Turn him back for what the reason was. But the point being that Cooper DeJean took an offensive lineman and threw him out of the play like he was a nobody. Like he was a nobody. I love the way DeJean has played this year. I love his development. He is a star-level player. His playing strength is above any corner in the NFL. It's almost a disservice to lump him in with corners. You talk about strength, the overall strength he plays the game with, his physicality. He does not play like a corner. He plays with the athleticism of a safety slash nickel corner, but with the ferocity and the strength of a linebacker. And I think that Cooper's going to have a very long career, similar to a Malcolm Jenkins, because I could see Cooper transitioning as time goes on when he loses a step to be a linebacker. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I you might think I'm crazy. I think Cooper DeJean's future, I don't mean like, you know, soon to be future. I'll make sure I say it right. I'm not talking about next year. I'm talking about like 6 years from now when he's in his 30s. So let's say he's, whatever, he's 24 now. So let's say he hits the age of 30. And he loses a step, and he's not covering as well. I think you could put him in as a linebacker, and you know the game continues to evolve, and defensive players get smaller, quicker. I think he could be a linebacker. I think he could put a little weight on and play the linebacker position at a very high level. That's how good of a tackler, how strong he is, how instinctive he is. But right now in his role, he's as good as it gets in the NFL at that position as a nickel corner. He is everywhere. He is impactful. He sees the field. He is tough. He is physical. I love watching him play. Incredible game yesterday. The LFG winner from Tom Brady's award yesterday in the football game.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, game ball number four. I'm going to go with Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter came back, and he made his impact felt yesterday. He had a sack. He had a tackle for loss. He had a pass defend, and he had a quarterback hit. Of course, he had the extra point block. That's three block kicks this season for Jalen Carter, which, when you think about it, is pretty darn remarkable for one season. pretty darn remarkable for one season to have a defensive lineman block three kicks in one season. That's pretty darn good. And what I was most encouraged with yesterday with Jalen Carter, and I haven't looked at the snap counts yet. I feel like there were a good amount of snaps he was not out there, that they were in a way, you know, kind of easing him back in. I don't think he played. Let's see if I can find Eagle snap counts here. I don't think he played a grand majority of the snaps because I would think they're trying to get him, you know, get his feet back under him these last couple weeks of the season before the postseason. See if I can find this. Yeah, I got it here. Eagle snap counts. We're looking at Jalen Carter. He did play 76% of the snaps. I didn't realize that. Wow, I guess a couple times I was kind of charting it and writing things down. He wasn't out there. Now, you could say, Joe, maybe he'll typically play 80, 85. So 76% is down from that. So maybe my eyes weren't lying to me. But that is remarkable stuff there, that he played 76% of the snaps. I just, you know, days like yesterday, games like yesterday, you're reminded why he is worth a lot of headache sometimes. You know, you go back to week one with the spinning, obviously stuff when he was younger, immaturity, is he always in shape, all that kind of stuff. Because when he's playing at the level we know he could play at, he could absolutely wreck games. Now, he hasn't done it consistently this year. Jordan Davis has been a more consistent player, but the Eagles are going to have some tough decisions coming in future, you know, offseasons, starting with this one, in what they do with Jalen Carter, how they approach Jalen Carter negotiations. Do they pay him? Do they pay him market value? We have time to debate all that. What I know right now is this. That guy is a game wrecker. And yesterday, he wrecked the day for the Buffalo Bills. All right, final game ball today goes to a guy that you talk about greatness. You talk about excellence. You talk about consistency. All those things describe Zach Bond. One of the best players in the NFL. The opposite of a one-year wonder. He continues to do it again. I think we've become a little numb to Zach Bond because last year it was all over the place. It was, where'd this come from? The new guy on the block. Vic Fangio found him. Howie Roseman found him. He was a special team. He was a part-time player. All that kind of stuff. So there was a novelty to Zach Bond last year. And then, you know, with the Eagles retain him, it was a one-year deal. It was all those kind of things that made him a big story. And then he comes into this year, and he's just doing it again. He's just the Zach Bond he was last year all over again. And watching him yesterday, it's incredible to see the instincts this guy plays with. He is a tremendous pass rusher. He is a tremendous run stopper. He has tremendous instincts. I mean, you have the moment where he stops Allen inside the five, and Allen, you know, falls down, the ball doesn't quite get over the goal line on a play that probably changed the game. I mean, that play was so impactful to stop the Bills and not let them score, because they were really, because the Eagles offense did nothing in the second half. You notice I have zero Eagles offense players on my game balls this week. Because there was no offense in the second half, the Bills basically had the ball on between the 40, their own 45, and the Eagles 40 to start every drive. And they were just living there for the entire third or fourth quarter. I mean, you knew eventually they were going to put the ball in the end zone, because they just, you can't give a team with that quarterback that short of a field 4, 5, 6 times and a half and expect no repercussions. So that moment was coming. It came, unfortunately, for the Eagles late in the game. But Zach Bond made a stop to curtail how many points the Buffalo Bills could score. By the way, 100% snap count yesterday for Zach Bond. The guy is off the charts. The guy is a great football player. The guy earned and deserved a game ball for yesterday. So my 5 game balls for the Eagles' 13-12 win over the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to go with Vic Fangio, Jake Elliott, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter, and Zach Bond. All well-earned. Those guys were great. How about, let's maybe say, starting on, I was going to say this coming Sunday, I don't know if the Eagles are going to play their starters. My instinct would tell me they're not. They've always seemingly sided with caution versus siding with maybe. And I do think what happened last year, a couple years ago, up in MetLife, could be a tell for them to not go all out for something that needs multiple outcomes to happen, and it's probably unlikely to happen. Though, the Bears only 2.5-point favorites. That's an interesting number. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.